The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I don't think having these breaks, Don, would increase the possibility of UFO abductions. We haven't really covered the subject in much detail in recent years. I think we'll try to set up an abduction roundtable in the near future with current researchers to see what's going on. Let's move catch-as-catch-can into other subjects, and then we'll have questions from our listeners that have been accumulated in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. Roswell, you worked on that case with, of course, Stanton Friedman. After all these years, will we ever get any answers, or is it too late?
Oh, boy. You know, where do you get these questions? You're supposed to ask questions that I can answer.
That's not the fun of it, though.
I certainly hope we get something. There have to be some records. We've seen nothing in the way of official documentation concerning Roswell. It's not in the Blue Book files, because it was determined to be not a UFO case. There's a pretty sneaky way of getting out of it, but they did it. And so it's certainly the most thoroughly investigated case on record. It has more witnesses and people claiming to be witnesses than just about any other case. I got to know some of the witnesses, Dr. Jesse Marcel in particular, and I found him extremely impressive, stuck to his guns, did not elaborate, didn't claim to know who was involved, never claimed to have seen bodies, just the bits of wreckage that his father showed him. And that happened in a reasonable way. His father being the intelligence officer of Roswell Army Air Field. And Walter Haught, who had been the public information officer at Roswell back in 47 and put out the news release describing what became the Roswell crash. So there were some good people involved. There were also some highly questionable ones. And some investigators have tried much too hard to turn casual observers into witnesses, myself included. I told a Roswell investigator that I had heard the radio report of the discovery of crash material, and I suddenly became a witness. Well, there were thousands of people who heard the radio broadcast. It was unnetworked. That doesn't make us witnesses to anything. It has assumed a life of its own, I suppose you could say. But it is potentially the most important case ever. But say there's no documentary evidence. All the claims of scraps of wreckage, of debris, have turned out to be nothing. Most of them were obviously nothing from the start. I haven't done anything on it in years because I don't see much hope for getting any great revelations from previously unknown witnesses. If somebody can come up with an actual piece of debris that will withstand laboratory tests, and we can find a laboratory that will sign its name to a test report, may have something.
That would be nice.
I don't see that happening.
Now, let me ask you something here specific to the Roswell case. The other day, I talked with a gentleman by the name of Kenneth Letcher, and he lives in Roswell, and he was acquainted with the late Don Dwyer, who was one of the firemen involved in the Roswell case. And
okay.
It apparently was his ex-father-in-law. And he told me that Don told him, before he died back in the late 50s, that he saw several bodies in connection with the Roswell recovery. Do you know anything about that?
Not that specific claim, but certainly I've heard other claims of people having seen bodies. Well, Walter Haught, the public information officer of the airbase, left a deathbed confession stating that he had seen bodies. He'd been taken out to Hangar 84 or something at what is now Roswell Municipal Airport, and was shown the great bulk of the wreckage, and he saw more than one body. And I tend to accept a deathbed confession from someone I got to know well and got to trust. But he wouldn't say that publicly while he was alive. And, others, have claimed similar things. Apparently the sheriff in Roswell saw more than he talked about, because I got to know one of his daughters, and she said that whatever he saw scared the daylights out of him. That's not a direct quote, it's a paraphrase, but really shook him up and bothered him for the rest of his life. Well, I don't think some scraps of metal would have done that, unless he was a brilliant metallurgist and could analyze them on sight. But you don't have to know much to be able to recognize non-human humanoids. And so there's reason to believe that a number of people saw bodies, but they couldn't prove it. You know, before you go out and make a public statement and open yourself up to awkward questions, you better have something to back your statements up with.
Yeah.
And I think this is true with an awful lot of ex-government, especially ex-military people. They've had experiences, but don't think they can convince people. And who likes to be laughed at other than stand-up comedians?
Or open yourself up for a world of ridicule.
Before we get to listener questions, I just want to make one quick comment. I think part of the problem also with doing Roswell research is that many of the witnesses were contacted, at least 30 years after the event. And their memories are being influenced by popular culture, by just the fact that people remember things in a different way over time. Didn't that make the investigation all that more difficult?
Oh, absolutely. When General Ramey, the commanding general of the 8th Air Force, which included Roswell Army Airfield, told a press conference that what was recovered from the debris field was remains of a weather balloon, the press bought it. And most people who read reports in the newspapers and heard them on the radio also bought it. He was a general, and our Air Force had done a wonderful job in helping to win a recent war. So these guys were sharp. But we didn't pay any attention to Roswell after that. From Ramey's press conference in early July of 1947 until the story came out, I can't even think of names. Bill Moore and the linguist.
Charles Berlitz.
Berlitz, yeah. When their book came out, that was the first anybody outside of a very select few even thought about Roswell. We accepted the Army's explanation. And so nobody investigated other than, mainly Friedman and some help from Moore. And Friedman wasn't all that convinced initially.
Well, he sure changed his tune over the years. Let's get into all this in much more detail in our next segment with Don Berliner joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 8th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6104, $680.52 for half ounce, or $340.26 for quarter ounce. That's $13,6104, $680.52, and $340.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As you say, Don Berliner, Sam Friedman didn't get too serious about Roswell at first. What made him change his tune?
Well, let's see. The first time, to my knowledge, that he paid any attention to it, he was in Louisiana to give a talk at Louisiana State University, I think, one of those schools down there. And he had gotten himself an interview on a TV station to publicize his talk. And when it was over, I think it was the manager of the TV station and Stan were having coffee and chatting. And this guy tells him that if you really want to get the story on this, you want to talk to Jesse Marcel, Sr. He's a ham radio buddy of mine, lives in Houma, Louisiana, and he handled wreckage of this thing. Well, Stan said he wasn't impressed by that. He'd heard equally preposterous stories before. But he did a little checking, got Bill Moore into it, and they determined that Major Marcel had been the intelligence officer at Roswell Army Airfield and in position to know what happened. He talked to Marcel, was impressed by what the guy said, not totally convinced. Whatever Friedman's problems are, he's a heck of an interviewer and investigator. And so, little by little, he became convinced that this was a big, big piece of the puzzle. And so he went into it and just kept going. I guess he's probably still working on it.
Yep.
I think there are fewer and fewer witnesses left.
Yeah, I think he's involved in the
almost
case.
All of the main ones were gone before anybody knew it was a story.
Right. That's a problem.
Sure. But we did get to talk to Marcel Jr. and to Walter Hawk, the public information officer, and a few others who were in position to know what was happening.
Yeah, Glenn Dennis.
These casual people, I just happened to be in such and such a place for no known reason, and I heard two people talking about something super secret. That has to be questioned, but these guys were in critical positions.
Well, we do have a couple of questions about Roswell from posters at forum.theparacast.com. And I've got a series of questions here from one of our frequent posters, Blowfish. And he's interested if you ever interviewed any U.S. test pilots who may have been stationed in the Roswell area around the time of the event or sometime early after.
Test pilots?
Test pilots. Maybe somehow tied in with White Sands or...
Well, there weren't the only test pilots around there would have worked for Convair in Fort Worth, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I never interviewed anybody who had been a test pilot in that period. I met others who had been with that company later, but
right.
And not them. And problem
most
is,
of that
is,
stuff is going on at Edwards in China Lake. And
yeah. Well, the problem I've run into is that test pilots and really sharp aviation people like that, you have to get to know them. They have to get to know you before they talk. I can think of a couple of career Air Force pilots that I had known for 10 or 15 years. And they suddenly said, did I ever tell you about my UFO sighting? I said, no, Chuck, you never did. He finally got to the point where he trusted me to not to embarrass him.
No, you're not talking about the Chuck, are you?
Yeager?
Yeah.
I wouldn't interview him for anything in the world. He's an idiot. he is looked down upon by every other test pilot I've ever met.
Well, maybe that's why he didn't make the Mercury program.
Well, I don't know.
Well, here's another question by Blowfish. He's wondering if any foreign spies were arrested prior to Roswell or just after. That's an interesting question. I've never heard anyone ever mention any sort of foreign operatives possibly involved.
Yeah. I think it's a good question also. I have never looked into it. I've got a friend who might be interested in looking into that. He's a longtime Pentagon correspondent.
Well, Blowfish, you just may have opened up a can of worms there.
Yeah, he's a troublemaker, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He's very good at it. Here's another good question. he is wondering if there were any unusual murders within the military bases or outside in the surrounding area of Roswell. Any strange deaths that occurred to military personnel? Have you ever heard any scuttlebutt about that? I personally haven't.
I have not. And I think somebody would have mentioned it. We heard about a number of peculiar things that were said to have happened that didn't seem to have any connection with the Roswell crash. Odd things happen here and there frequently. But
yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah, it keeps you in business.
Yeah, kind of makes you scratch your head so hard you start losing your hair.
Oh, that's why. Okay. but no, I'd never heard about any unusual deaths. Other than, of course, that story that the young man who worked for the funeral company and who drove the base ambulance told about getting a call from Roswell asking about child-size
coffins. Caskets, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, the child-sized coffins.
Yeah, yeah. And he couldn't get any explanation and said he never heard about any accidents involving the military that would have required very small coffins. Well, you've raised some questions, good ones.
Yeah. Well, here's another question from Constance, who is a fairly recent sign up at forum.theparacast.com. But I'll tell you, she's been cranking out the posts. She's up to 1,100 posts on the forum. And wow. Very, very bright lady. I've known her online for, 15 years, and I'm glad she's a member of our forum community. And she's wondering, do you have a reliable list of the high-level military and government officials from Washington who were seen at the Roswell base in the days after the news release and then retraction? Also, of the presence of significant scientists from Los Alamos and other nearby bases? And she says, thank you. And she wants to add how grateful we all should be, and I am, for the immense amount of research you've accomplished concerning the UFO phenomenon.
I don't want to rush you, Don, but we're going to have to do a break in about 20 seconds. Okay. So rather than do that, why don't you hold up the answer to whether we had these key figures present in the days after Roswell, and we'll get into that. Okay, we've got Don Berliner joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Kurt 70, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So we have Constance's question from forum.theparacast.com of Don Berliner. Your response, sir?
Well, I think she'd be better off asking Friedman. He would have records of that sort of thing. I don't. Important Washington people who were seen around Roswell immediately after the activity there, and then I think subsequently denied it. I think that was part of her question.
I heard a rumor that Wernher von Braun was seen there.
Oh, hey, rumors? Oh, boy. It's still 2 hours with rumors, none of which have panned out. But see, you have to find more than the rumor. You've got to find evidence for it, support. You know, unsupported theories are worthless.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Well, we have some questions about your insistence on the term UAP and how the UFO term it has really become detrimental, I think, to the field. And Toxic Surf, one of our longtime posters, who doesn't post very often, but when he does, he asks good questions. He wants to know about the getting rid of the term ufology and ufologists, which strongly imply that the collection of information and the subsequent study of it could constitute a science.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, it's awfully hard to change something that's as ingrained as that. I often thought that it would be wonderful to change the name of World War II, because that implies a continuing series of world wars.
Yeah.
You want to try to change that one? Good luck. And I think changing UFOs is a multi-year project, and but it implies far too much. And I'm all in favor of changing it, but I go back and forth on it. Right. If I use UAP, it has to be in something I'm writing or talking about that is going to be consumed by somebody who knows what I'm talking about. Just to throw out UAP sightings is going to confuse a lot of people. So it's going to take time to get them used to that, and I think it will help once that happens. But it's not going to solve all the problems, of course.
Yeah. I've been trying to do that with the cattle mutilation term for years, to try to change that to an unexplained livestock death or unusual livestock death. And,
yeah,
boy, it just, I've been beating my head against this brick wall about that one.
It's usually not worth the effort.
Yeah. Well, we have a series of questions from Eric the Red, who's been posting at forum.theparacast.com for the last year and a half. Again, he doesn't post very often, but when we have a guest like you, Don, he and others come out of the woodwork with some good questions. And he has a bunch of them here, but let's start with this one. As we all know, the establishment of intellectual culture, at least in the U.S., largely dismisses the legitimacy of ufological research. How do you propose, then, that we communicate the legitimacy of this research to potential allies in academia, in science, and among thought leaders in general?
Well, I have given some thought to. I think the biggest barrier preventing us from getting the subject taken seriously by, in particular, the scientific community and the mainstream press is the unjustified respect shown the results of Project Blue Book and the Condon Committee at the University of Colorado. Most people who would like to impress, like to convince, I guess, fall back on those two efforts as the most scientific work that's been done on the subject. And certainly in some respect they are. They were big, they were well financed. In the case of Colorado, they had some awfully good people involved, not so much for Blue Book, but the Air Force had the potential for doing a very good job. They didn't, but they could have. But what I would love to see is a reevaluation of all the cases collected by Blue Book and by the Colorado group, a reevaluation by a panel of scientists. Now, the Blue Book were just miscellaneous GIs, from what I can tell. And having been one of those at one time, I'm not impressed. But if it's done by scientists, entirely by scientists, then other scientists are going to pay attention to it.
Right. There's some gravitas there.
Scientists don't listen to you. They don't listen to me. They don't listen to anybody but other scientists, by and large. But it's going to be a very expensive project.
Yeah,
I would think $500,000 anyway.
Yeah. Well, do you have any guess as to how widespread is the belief in commercial and military piloting that there is a real and unexplained reality behind UFOs? You've covered aviation for decades and written quite a number of books on aviation. And how widespread is the belief in the pilot community?
Well, I don't know how it is today because it's not a common topic of conversation, because the UFOs or UAPs are not in the news every day. But back when things were hot, back in the 60s in particular, it was very common. I went down to Miami one time and, among other things, got a demonstration of their latest flight simulator. These are amazing contraptions. They are so realistic that I've heard that some veteran captains have gotten airsick on them, and they're parked in a hangar. Anyway, I wanted to talk to these guys about this flight simulator. They wanted to talk about UFOs because they knew of my interest, and I run into that in other places. These are the people, airline pilots and military pilots, who will see UFOs, if there is any such thing. If they don't see them, then there probably isn't any such thing, because they're up there. And moreover, they've seen all kinds of odd things up there, and they no longer get excited by weather balloons and lenticular clouds and fireball meteors and that sort of thing. They're routine to veteran pilots.
Right.
And so when a veteran pilot says, you know, this was totally different from anything I've ever seen, you have to sit up and take notice. But say, I don't cover that scene these days. I don't know to what extent they talk about it. But I'll give you an example. One of these career Air Force pilots I made some reference to before, and the one I called Chuck, he had told me about his sighting, which was very impressive, involved a dozen highly trained officers, airborne radar, and ground radar. And when he was finished, I said, listen, you ever talk to your fellow Air Force pilots about this sort of thing? He said, sure. And I said, do you ever encounter one who has had, I forget the exact language I used, but this is close, a comparably impressive experience? And he looked me right in the eye and said, I rarely run into one who hasn't.
Whoa.
And they say, if these things are up there, these are the guys who are going to see them.
Yeah, and they're career killers if you talk about them.
Well, they're afraid to find out if they're career killers. So if I ever write that up, and even though Chuck's gone, I don't know that I'll use his name even.
Yeah.
He didn't ask me not to. And so I could without any qualms, but I'm not sure I would. But, this is the sort of thing you would expect those guys to talk about.
Yeah.
You don't talk about an absolutely routine flight you just finished. That's not very interesting.
You know, what's interesting is that we have another segment left with Don Berliner joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Don Berliner is joining us with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, answering listener questions posted at forum.theparacast.com in a place we call the Question Bank. When we have enough warning of a guest, and sometimes we only know within hours, we post the segment there. Chris, any more questions for this final segment?
Yeah, we've got a bunch, Don. You brought them out of the woodwork. We're not going to be able to get to everybody. But Eric the Red has another interesting question here that might give us a little bit of an insight of what your thinking is now, decades into this interest in UFOs or UAPs. And he asks, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being certainty that there's nothing to this phenomenon, 10 being certainty that there is, how convinced are you that there is something real and non-human in origin behind this phenomenon? And could you explain your thinking?
Yeah, short of seeing proof, meaning hardware or verifiable government reports or verifiable photographs that really show something, I'm convinced. Put me at 8 or 9 on that
okay.
scale. And moving from where I am to being absolutely convinced is a big step. And I'm getting tired of not taking it. But I can't honestly do that until I have more.
Yeah. It'd be nice if one landed on the White House lawn and maybe anal probed, some of the White House staffers or something.
You know, before we go on with that question, and the implications are fascinating, we can also include Congress. Don, what kind of evidence do you need to make the leap?
Well, as I said, physical proof would be the best.
No.
Material that is absolutely not terrestrial. And not just because it doesn't look familiar to me, I'm not an expert in materials, but it has to be determined by specialists in the field, metallurgists, and it has to be so different, not just a slight variation on something familiar, has to be completely different. That would be the best. That or good detailed photographs of not so much materials, maybe a complete craft, but bodies. And photographs whose origins were clear and who would be backed up by testimony of trustworthy people.
Right, and evidence
trained. We've had everything up to that, and we've had offers or claims of that, all of that, that have turned out to be dust.
Is there a reason you think why we always seem to get to the 75th percentile here, that we never get all the way with the evidence we need to prove UFO reality?
I don't think there's just one reason. I think the government has done a marvelous job of keeping us from it. I once did a paper for a MUFON conference on a hypothetical crash retrieval system for the government, how it would go about investigating a report of a crash and keeping everything quiet. And it became pretty complicated and not guaranteed to work every time.
Mm.
So, maybe the next time one of them crashes, a network TV news team gets there first and films it all in situ and grabs some of it and gets it to laboratories, you know.
Yeah, and then gets the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah. I think probably the aliens have something to do with it. I've often wondered why, if it was an alien craft that crashed at Roswell, the aliens didn't recover it themselves.
No.
Yeah, I always think in terms of Roswell, still the possibility it was really some kind of military experimental craft. And the rest is just due to the memories and the cultural impact of the UFO mystery upon the public and sci-fi films.
Well, you know, I have had long, long talks with Dr. Jesse Marcel, son of the intelligence officer. And he saw wreckage that his father brought back from the crash site. And he could describe it in considerable detail. And the details didn't vary from one conversation to the next. So I don't see that he was influenced by much of anything there. All memories are contaminated to some extent, I suppose. And so, I think there are a number of elements involved in our failure to come up with proof. But part of it is that, to my knowledge, there's no setup in MUFON or anywhere else to get a team of really top-notch people to a crash site rapidly with equipment, and maybe beat the feds to it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's going to happen and we won't do anything about it.
Well, if it does happen, it's Robert Bigelow, and we'll never see or hear the light of day of the event.
Yeah.
What do you think of Colares, the Colares cases in the end of the 70s down in the mouth of the Amazon in Brazil, and Operation Saucer and the Brazilian Air Force's efforts to get to the bottom of some pretty horrific accounts of people being zapped by what appear to be some sort of particle beam weapons? Are you familiar with the Colares case, and do you think that constitutes the type of case that would be slam dunk evidence of something out there coming and interacting with us?
I'm not really familiar with it, except in very general terms. And the South American case has always bothered us at NICAP because people there were reporting things that people from other parts of the world weren't. That doesn't mean they weren't happening. We don't know what the aliens are up to, if anything. And so they may treat one part of the world differently from another. But again, we would need proof of these things. But nobody, to my knowledge, is set up to go tearing down there every time somebody claims something potentially interesting.
Right.
Again, it's a funding problem. And, you know, last-minute airline tickets are expensive, and people usually can't get away on such short notice. But I think we need a rapid response team made up of really good people. And if not highly experienced, they practice a lot. And so as national disaster teams do, I haven't really thought this through, but we need some kind of a rapid response system so that we can get people to the scene before it's all trampled by tourists.
Right. We'd also probably need billionaires like Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or Paul Allen to do it. Listen, Don Berliner, we're just about out of time. Do you have any place online where people can find out more about you?
No, I'm not involved in any of the social media or anything like that. I joined Facebook and then couldn't remember why.
I think that applies to about 50 million people.
If people really want to get in touch with me, they can. I live in Alexandria, Virginia. There's a clue.
Okay, and by the way, the other way of it, of course, if you're right, us at the Paracast,
right,
will possibly give it to him. In terms of finding people, you can find the Paracast on Twitter. Speaking of social networks, we're known as the Paracast on Twitter. There are two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, Talk About Being Too Much. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. His latest book, Stalking the Herd, if you buy a copy from his site, he'll sign, and I'll number them. How about that? Don Berliner, glad to meet you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for being on, Don. It's been a real honor to have you on the show.
Well, I've enjoyed it, and I'm glad I decided to do it.
So are we.
Yep, we are.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.